full-time here, and it's finished. AFC Wimbledon 1, Plymouth 3. Plymouth's response to Alistair Smith's equaliser early in the second half was exceptional. They ramped up the pressure, and unfortunately for the Doms, they wilted in the face of it. So we've started the day as we finished it. AFC Wimbledon are in 20th place, one position above the relegation zone. But Exeter City's draw means they've gained a point on them. Two games to go to secure Wimbledon's League One status. AFC Wimbledon 1, Plymouth 3. Here are the thoughts of Dons manager Johnny Jackson after the game.
How are the boys in there?
Look, they're disappointed because losing's annoying, you know. And it felt like at one stage of the game that we was going to get something, you know, even if we don't lose, you know. So the disappointment of that. But yeah, look, I've got to try and keep them upbeat, and like, it's in our hands, and that was the message, that it's not. It could have gone worse today. Could have gone better, of course, but it could have definitely have gone worse. And out of control. So that's my message to them. And can't feel sorry for themselves. They've got to recover. They just got to live the life of a footballer, an athlete this week. We need to be brilliant in training, and we need to prepare the best way that we can.
One player I want to mention, Alistair Smith's got the goal, obviously, but also ran himself into the ground. Is that the standard?
It is, yeah. But look, like, Smudge has played every minute of every game, basically. And, you know, he's got knocks and niggles, but he's getting through it. Like, he's just biting down and digging in, and we, that's what you need, you know. Yeah, he's been obviously a huge player for the whole time that he's been at the club, and we need him, and he's there every week. He turns up for every training session, and you want more like him. Like, it's not, he's robust enough, you know, to get through the minutes and the games, which obviously everyone hasn't been, but everyone's built differently. But Smudge is able to cope with the rigours of playing week in, week out, and you know, and it's a good job that he has, really.
And finally, two games left, two big cup finals, as you say. What's it going to take?
Well, win it'd be nice. What's it going to take? Well, we need, if we get a win next week, I think the picture looks different. That's the obvious thing. We just got to, like, I'm not worrying about Huddersfield now, I'm worrying about Wigan next week. Prepare properly. That's what it's going to take for us to go up there, hopefully with a stronger looking squad, which obviously gives us more chance. Like I said, I have no doubt in my mind that if we'd have kept our squad fit, more of our squad fit, that we wouldn't be in this position. I think the proof was in the pudding there, you know, earlier on in the season with the results we got. Obviously, they've dried up since. That's a natural consequence for, you know, when you've got the second lowest budget anyway, to lose, you know, more than half of your starting lineup, it's going to cause major problems, isn't it? So, but my players keep giving everything. We're in games, and that's the positivity. Next week is a game that we can get something from. And that's just what we're our focus will be on.
Thanks, Tony.
All right, cheers,
appreciate
guys. That. Thank you.
Next up for the Dons, they're away to Wigan next Saturday, kick off at 3 o'clock.